9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news from Russia, where the country's most prominent opposition leader is dead. CBS's Elaine Cobb from the Foreign Desk.
The Russian prison service said Alexei Navalny felt unwell after a walk earlier today and lost consciousness. Attempts to revive him failed. Navalny was a staunch critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was 47.
Expect more fiery testimony at court in Atlanta today, where Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis will face questions again over her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor in Donald Trump's election interference case.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
One of the former president's co-defendants wants Willis removed, claiming a conflict of interest. A judge in New York is expected to announce a hefty fine today in the Trump family civil fraud trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
The New York Attorney General has asked for $370 million. That would be an amount that he would, if the judge finds in their favor, that Trump would have to repay the state for what's called ill-gotten gains.
Mr. Trump, his family, and businesses are accused of inflating the value of their real estate to defraud banks. Charges are expected today against two teenagers in the deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs victory celebration. Police believe they were involved in a dispute that wound up killing a local radio DJ. Lisa Lopez Galvan's sister, Carmen, tells CBS News.
The first time you meet her, you will become her friend. If you are a person in need, she would try to do whatever she can to help.
A new study finds taking abortion pills you get through the mail is safe and effective. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The research, published in the journal Nature Medicine, followed more than 6,000 patients who received abortion pills via telehealth. Researchers say 99.8% of abortions were not followed by serious adverse events. Telehealth abortions are becoming more widely used since the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
The University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark has done it, broken the NCAA women's career scoring record. The call on Peacock.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
She went into the game against Michigan needing only 8 points to surpass Kelsey Plum's previous record of 3,527 career points.
The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And repeating our top story, jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is dead. S&P futures up 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Memphis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss in Memphis. Giannis had 35 points, 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. The Grizzlies have been plagued with injuries. 18 different starters this year, the most in the NBA. How did the Bucks perform? Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. We gifted like 5 threes in a row where we were standing there. But listen, that was the least of our problems.
College hoops, number 4th ranked Marquette
upset.
On the road tomorrow against the UConn Huskies, the number one ranked team in the nation, the Badgers will try and snap a four-game losing streak when they play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. In women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 49 points in a 106-89 win over Michigan. Clark now the most points ever scored in a woman's college career, 3,569, surpassing Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark receiving congratulations from Billie Jean King, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
So I'm single. Thank you. I often think about my future wife and how lax she's been about getting in touch with me. I don't know, being single is kind of a struggle between loneliness and euphoria. It's like loneliness right before you go to bed at night and euphoria the whole rest of the day. Right? Just real happy.
Got significance. Mike Bino, the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, is here, and he's going to tell you the significance of that song. Now, Mike was here with us yesterday. We got a late start, so today we're going to finish up with some of the articles in this month's edition of Our Wisconsin magazine. Mike, thanks for coming back. I appreciate it.
Hey, Don, good to be here. That song is a powerful folk song done by many people. It's called Follow the Drinking Gourd. It first shows up in the literature around 1910, I believe, and it was first published about 1923. But the story that's being told there, and it's been handed down through the years, is helping direct a fugitive slave or slaves north from the Delta in the South to freedom. Okay, so how do you get north to freedom, to the northern states, to Canada? You travel at night because you're being chased, and you look up in the sky and you see the Big Dipper, the drinking gourd.
Ah.
They're following the drinking gourd, and they're traveling along rivers. They're talking about the ferryman's going to take them across. And that's the story. Much like Wade in the Water, same kind of thing, a spiritual where they're telling people to walk in streams up the water so the bloodhounds can't track them. So this story ties in with something in Wisconsin, and it's in the February-March issue of Our Wisconsin magazine. Very neat. There's so many things to see in Wisconsin. And in the town of Milton near Janesville, There is the Milton House Inn, built in 1844. It's a historic place. Now, it's a museum you can go through. It's an inn and a cabin. It was a store at one time, place for travelers. The Milton House Inn is the only certified underground railroad site in Wisconsin that's open to the public for touring. Between the Milton House, the inn, restored, it's a beautiful building, there's a 45-foot stone tunnel that runs to the cabin in the woods. So if anybody had to run, that was their way out. And there's at least one documented fugitive slave that did just that. So this is an example of something that's really neat in Wisconsin. Going along with that, the interior decor of the Milton House, a Wisconsinite, a retired art school teacher, made a mosaic of 9,000 pieces, okay, depicting this song. So you can see the black fugitive looking up at the night sky. It's gorgeous work. Connie Beer taught in the Milton School District 34 years, and also working with her as another retired school teacher, Vicki Cottom. They've made several mosaics in there. There's a painted mural from 2019. Gorgeous artwork that tells a story. So all history isn't just old black and white pictures. This is really comes to life. And in the magazine, we try to show a lot of color to help bring Wisconsin to life. So this is an example of one of the neat stories that's out there. And in the magazine, we ask people to chip in tips about neat and unusual things that for people to see and do in the state of Wisconsin. Somebody said, well, there's talented artists here. Well, there are talented artists all over in many mediums. How is this one different? Here's the story, and what a powerful story it is.
Well, not only do you have the mosaic displayed here, and if you blur your eyes a little bit, you can see everything in there, but you also have a picture of the Milton House, and the tunnel is in here as well.
Yes, and the picture of the artist and her, they built an addition onto their home because she works with these thousands and thousands of pieces that she makes herself out of clay, and she fires and glazes them, and it's like making a puzzle, but making your own pieces for the puzzle as you go. So it's interesting medium, and the detail they can put in with 9,000 pieces is astonishing.
Oh, yeah. And you could see the mosaic here, or you can go to the Milton House, where it's actually hanging up, and see it in person if you want. So yes. That's just Milton's by Janesville, for people that don't know where Milton is. And, wow, it's magnificent. And, again, when you blur your eyes just a little bit, you can see all the details in there. Yeah, it's just beautiful. That's gorgeous. You know what I like about the magazine, too? The old photographs, and the pictures we just saw were modern pictures just taken recently, but there's one, an ice skating club, the Wild Rose Ice Skating Club. It looks like these two young ladies here, I don't know the date of them, it looks probably like the 1950s, but it's you step back in time. It's I love doing that.
Yeah, the Wild Rose is, oh, it's in the central part of the state, out west of Oshkosh a little bit. And this small town, this is an example of somebody who has accepted or taken our challenge to send in stories about something they remember that's cool from their past, or something that touches somebody, something that's was once very noteworthy and maybe has been forgotten. So the little town of Wild Rose, farming community, Washera County, I believe, during the 1940s, you didn't have really much in the way of TV or much to do indoors during winter time. And in dairy farming area, you work the cows and all that, but other than that, there's not a whole lot of recreation. I've often heard that a farmer's idea of a vacation is more work. But anyway, for something to do in the wintertime, these kids decided they would go skating on the mill pond in, you know, right outside of town, the river. And some of the grown-ups saw this interest in skating, so the guy at the local lumber yard decides, well, I've got some land here, wide open land, let's flood it. So he floods it. They make a rink, about 1948, Ernie Noak, who owned the lumber company there. And the kids are out there skating. The firefighters started flooding the rink, and the adults would shovel it. And when they needed more people to shovel, Ernie would go into the local bowling alley in the tavern and clear the place out and say, look, you guys get to work, shovel this rink off for the kids, maybe I'll buy you some beer afterwards. So he did that. They had a warming hut and a sawdust floor so it wouldn't harm the skates, and a wood-burning stove, all that. Then it progressed from there to, why don't we do an ice show, an ice skating club? Why don't we do an ice show? The whole town gets together, okay? This was done over many years. They would make costumes. They brought in professional figure skaters from Milwaukee and paid them to train these kids. They had an insignia made up.
I see the insignia.
Uniforms made up, all of that. And they put on these shows. And it went on for, from the late 40s into 1953, and I think as television came on and things like that, people started spending more time indoors. But it's never been forgotten, and there is a museum in Wild Rose that comprises seven buildings. We got a letter to the editor that we're going to run in our next issue, a follow-up to this, where they've said, because of this story, more and more costumes and memorabilia from this old skating club have come out of the woodwork, and now they've got them on display in the museum, thanks to Jim Patterson's story. He now lives in Oshkosh. He recalled the days there and included a picture of him. A little bit rough, but it's the real McCoy. You can see a young kid and young man in his skates, figure skates, and an instructor there. That's the pro telling this farm kid how to cut a figure eight or something. But the Wild Rose Museum is open, and they're open June through Labor Day, and they will now have a greatly expanded display in there of the local color we're talking about. And they're open all summer. They're even open by appointment, so if you call them. So that'll be in our next issue. We'll have that letter to the editor, the phone number. But it's some of the neat small town stuff that used to go on. And, you know, maybe people aren't out figure skating so much anymore, but other things have taken its place, and that's just some of the vibrancy of Wisconsin in winter.
And coming up in just a few moments here, we're talking to Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. You know, nowadays we want ice. We hit the button on our fridge and ice spits out. But back when, it was a business, cutting and selling ice. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. I want to play some more of that. Now that you know about the song and the mosaic, now you might appreciate the song more. Follow the Drinking Gourd. Back in just a moment. We're at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio. Refreshed. More with Mike in just a moment. Stay where you are.
Now the riverbank will make a mighty good road. The dead trees will show you the way. Left foot, peg foot, traveling on. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man's waiting for to carry.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker woman.
Mike Bino, my guest from Our Wisconsin Magazine. If I were an Iceman. Now, this was a real job. I know young people today that can't imagine this, but it was a profession during the winter to cut giant blocks of ice out. You store them in an ice house, and I guess during the summer when you needed ice, you can get this giant block of ice. Of course, they don't do it anymore. But back when, it was a big thriving business. You have an article on that.
That's true. And in Wisconsin, where the winters have traditionally gotten cold, we had plenty of ice. Now, we're talking about the days before refrigerators. And so in the early 1900s and on up, ice making was ice companies were very needed, and it was a blowing and going business. We've got a story in the February-March issue from Roger Lorenz of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who recalls, he's from Wisconsin, our readers are now all over the United States and many different countries, but I digress. Roger was raised up around Tomahawk, okay, and his grandfather in the 1930s ran the Half Moon Ice Company, Lake Ice Company on Half Moon Lake. Old 51 used to go right past that that little lake, and the Lake Ice Company in the summer floated a Ham's Bear up on an inner tube there. People got to know the bear, but it was kind of a landmark. Lake Ice Company in the winter time, though, when the ice got to 30 inches thick, 10 men would go out there, and they'd take a large circular saw and skids, gas-powered, and they would saw through that 30 inches of ice. They would cross-hatch it like a checkerboard, and they had long, pointed ice pikes. Got to get that first block out of the way, and they would float these ice cakes in a channel that they cut to the shore. Now, some of those were like 20 by 40 foot blocks, 30 inches thick, quite heavy, okay? They pushed those chunks, and then they sawed them smaller, 2x4 chunks, which they called a cake, and then they would use a conveyor. Sometimes these were pulled up by horses on the other side. I think this particular company might have used a small gas engine. But they would pull it up a conveyor, elevate it, get it up high, and into the open roof structure, which is called the ice house. They would cover that over later. Load the cakes in there. Then they had sawdust, plenty of sawdust they made, and they would pack that around the cakes and layer the cakes inside the ice house. Okay, that would insulate it and hold the cakes of ice into the warmer weather. What would they do with those when they got the ice house all covered up? Well, after winter, you're getting into spring, and people start needing refrigeration for their food. What they had before refrigerators were ice boxes. It was usually sometimes made of wood lined with tin or zinc, sometimes some metal on the outside. Some of them got ornate after a while. But you would obtain a cake of ice, a good size one, put it in that ice box. There was enough room for your food, and there's a drip pan beneath. You had to continually take that drip melt water out.
Right.
But these ice cakes would last until way into August. Are we going to break here, Don?
No, go ahead.
Okay. These ice cakes would last into August. So, and at first they were hauled by horse and wagon, then by delivery truck to the neighborhoods that needed them. This was cities. This was, in this instance, Tomahawk is a tiny, is a small town on the Wisconsin River, and some rural stuff. But even in bigger cities, ice men would carry that ice residence to residence, throw a leather, they had a leather piece they'd put over their shoulder, tongs, take that ice, put that cake on their shoulder and heft it into the house, chisel off some pieces because it's sold by weight, and the little kids would run behind the wagon and get the ice chips so they could suck on them. Big business until the advent of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And in this particular story, the old Model A Fords that they hauled the ice with, well, when the ice business dwindled, Roger Lawrence's father and grandfather went into fuel oil, and they put tanks on the backs of their trucks and converted.
Or hauled legal hooch during Prohibition.
Maybe if this was the 30s, maybe.
Well, this is, you know, I'm looking through the magazine here, and of course I've seen it about four times already since I've got my issue. Even the recipes in here look fabulous. The photography is just beautiful. It's a high gloss, high great stock magazine. It's called Our Wisconsin Magazine. It is just amazing how you put this together every month. Every photograph, you could just, even if you don't want to read the stories, the photographs are just wonderful in this magazine. People could submit photographs. They're in perfect color. There's no bleed through on anything. It's just beautiful to look at. And that gatefold in the middle, it's just, it's suitable for framing. I mean, I would just take it out and just get a frame to hold those in.
Thank you, Don. People do say that. Some people say that these are good enough to frame, or we've got this three-page fold-out panographic in the middle of a beautiful scene in Wisconsin. We've got a winter waterfall in the current issue. People put them up on their walls, and they send us photos of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have some professional photographers who supply the most dense color images that would be on a three-page panographic or a cover. But truly, about 80% of the content in any of our issues, stories and photos, comes from the readers themselves. Why do we do that? Well, you know, we want it to be neighborly. We want it to feel like a big conversation from all corners of Wisconsin. We invite everybody who's got a story. By a story, I mean something with a beginning, middle, and end. It's got to lead somewhere. It's got to be entertaining. Entertaining storytelling, usually people stories, is what we're after. There's nothing wrong with straight information like events and destinations, and some of that creeps its way into the magazine, and that's good, but that's not the emphasis. You know, 10 great places to get an ice cream cone in the state. That kind of comes in the back door. What we want to do is tell people stories that are entertaining, and I just think that people like to read about people most of all.
You know, this is a beautiful magazine. It's called Our Wisconsin. Mike Bino, thank you very much. We'll see you for the next issue, obviously. And you can't miss the cover, the Aurora Borealis, a beautiful picture on the cover of the magazine. We talked about it yesterday. Mike, thank you very much for joining us here this morning from Manitowish Waters up there in No Man's Land, Wisconsin.
That's right. Hey, thank you. Send pemmican.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike. And this will be podcast around 10 o'clock this morning in case people want to hear it again. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now. All right. We're talking movies coming up in just a moment with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters.
Listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allbaugh, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Consumers' desire to buy local and know where their food comes from continues to drive sales in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Tess Romansky can tell you all about it. She's a development manager with Fair Share CSA Coalition. Now remember, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Those are farms across Wisconsin that basically allow consumers to buy subscriptions in the product that they're growing. And despite what you might think, Romansky says there's a lot of interest in still buying local, even in the winter.
There's an increase in winter storage shares, which are kind of that late season, like October, November storage. Crops like onions, potatoes, things that can last really well. People seem to be really interested in local purchasing, continuing beyond what's seen as the standard growing season where the farmers markets are in full swing.
That's Tess Romansky. She's the development manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition. They work with about 80 farms in the Midwest, trying to provide consumers with that direct-to-farm experience. If you're interested and want to try to find one in your area, go to csacoalition.org.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
And if you've ever experienced a remodel in your home, I'm guessing you didn't do it for the educational experience. Well, starting today, a soybean grower in western Wisconsin and his family are going to start renovating 3 bedrooms in their home. The catch is they are going to use all soy-based products during that renovation. Tony Melanthan and his family farm outside of Eau Claire in Ogallee. Tony is current director on the United Soybean Board, and the United Soybean Board is going to be documenting their renovation of their home. They also point out there's a lot of things all around you that use soybeans you might not even realize. For example, Skechers shoes. If the sole of your Skechers shoe says Goodyear, that's made with soy-based oil. I'm PM Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Hubbell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A raindrops. So many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know.
It's 7:35 on a Friday. You know what that means? Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters is here to tell us what's playing at the movies. And by the way, before we even talk about what's coming to the movies, we already are all set now for, I guess it's the Fathom Retro Series. We are going to see on the big screen Gone with the Wind. Now, I've seen it before on the big screen. You ran it about 2-3 years ago. It's got the overture, the intermission. I bet you didn't know Gone with the Wind had an overture to it. It was a big roadshow presentation back in 1939. So you're going to run the complete roadshow version of Gone with the Wind on the big screen. And keep in mind, it's not a widescreen movie. It's like a small square on the screen because that's where they shot him. And back in the late 60s, they decided to make it a big widescreen movie. The problem was that all the heads were chopped off at the top because it's not a widescreen movie. So you're going to show it in the original aspect ratio, the way it was meant to be seen in 1939. Then we're going to Rear Window. The Alfred Hitchcock classic's going to be on the big screen. And we can't wait for that, too. So you got a lot of older movies coming in, which are great. But we've got some new movies, including a couple that opened up on Valentine's Day and some new ones coming out. So let's run through the list here. What do you got?
Yeah, and just to talk about that, so Gone with the Wind, it's the 85th anniversary of that movie. I can't believe that. And it's going to be beautiful up on screen. There's some special content from film critic Lettermold that's going to be up on that one. That's early April, so watch out for that one. And then, as you said, Rear Window will also be coming out. And when we look at these movies, what great movies that are coming out. You really can't beat Gone with the Wind. 85th anniversary for Gone with the Wind, the 70th anniversary of Rear Window that's coming out from Hitchcock. So those are coming out. It's April for Gone with the Wind. It's all the way in August for Rear Window, but that one's worth waiting for.
All right, now I got to tell you two bits of trivia here. When you watch Rear Window, you've seen the movie, right? You've seen it.
Of course.
There's a window off to the left where the guy's playing the piano. He's the guy, the piano player in the thing. His name is Ross Bagdasarian. But he went under a different name later in the 60s and late 50s. He went under the name of David Seville with the Chipmunks. And that's David Seville and the Chipmunks. That's the guy who voiced Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. And I guess he couldn't make it as an actor, so he went with that. And they had the Chipmunk song and Alvin's harmonica and the TV show. So Ross Bagdasarian became David Seville and the Chipmunks. So that's a good little trivia question there. The other one is... With Gone with the Wind, when I lived in Atlanta, I was picking my wife up, who worked at Davidson's department store, which was Macy's then, and I'm just waiting for her to come out, and I walk across the street, and I see this warehouse, and I notice a facade on the building, and I said, wait a second, and I talked to some guy passing by, I said, is this a movie theater? He goes, it used to be. I said, is this the Lowe's Grand movie theater? He goes, yeah, it used to be. That Lowe's Grand is where they had the world premiere of Gone with the Wind, and Clark Gable stood outside in front of a microphone and said, I'm going in now to see Gone with the Wind with Margaret Mitchell for the first time. And that was the theater, the Lowe's Grand, and I was standing right in front of it on the spot where Clark Gable gave that talk, that famous speech before he went in to see Gone with the Wind for the first time. All right, enough with my trivia. Let's talk about the movies.
Very good. Well, we have a few movies that are out. Let's talk about some. On Valentine's Day earlier this week, you had two movies released. The first one was Bob Marley, One Love. This is a drama musical about the life of Bob Marley. Interestingly enough, if you would have asked months ago, no one would have predicted that this movie will be the number one movie of the weekend. But here it is. Audiences are enjoying this one, The Story of Bob Marley. And that also was released along with Madam Web. And Madam Web is a Marvel film. It's released by Sony. It's a story that's adjacent to Spider-Man. It's about Cassandra Web, who discovers she has the power to see the future. She has some clairvoyance, and she has to figure out how did she get these powers, where did they come from. And she also has to defend three young women that have similar powers from basically another force that she doesn't quite understand. So when you look at Madam Web, that movie is actually going to come number two, because Bob Marley is going to take number one at the box office, which is really interesting.
Now, let me say, I don't know the actor's name, but the actor who played Bob Marley has this guy down to a science. Even the dancing, the twirling that he did on stage, Bob Marley all the time. This guy is just a knockout. He is a fantastic actor. I don't know his name. I never heard of him before, but he is great playing Bob Marley. And by the way, one of the executive producers of that Bob Marley movie is Brad Pitt. See, you come on this program, you learn a lot, don't you? That's because I watch the credits when they roll, and it says Brad Pitt, executive producer. So you live. Yeah, go ahead.
The gentleman that plays him has had a lot of experience. His name is Kingsley Benadire, and he's been in everything from the TV series Peaky Blinders. He was in Barbie this past summer.
Oh, was
so
he? Oh, okay.
When you look, and he's got an extensive resume on there, so he's been around. But you're right. He does nail Bob Marley.
Boy, and I'll tell you something. Even when I saw him on stage, at the end they show you the real Bob Marley, and you can compare them side by side, and wow, he is really good. He really nailed it. All right, so we got some new stuff coming out too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So today we also have Land of the Bad. This is a movie starring Russell Crowe and Liam Hemsworth. It's an action thriller. It has to do with an Army Special Forces team that get caught in an ambush, and their hopes lie with an air traffic controller, and who's played by Liam Hemsworth, and a drone pilot that's played by Russell Crowe, and they have to guide them through this brutal 48-hour battle for their survival. That's Land of the Bad. That's an action film that's coming out, again, starring Russell Crowe and Liam Hemsworth. And then you have The Chosen, Season 4, and this is Episodes 4 through 6. So The Chosen Season 4 is playing this entire month. For a couple of weeks, we had Episodes 1 through 3. Now we have 4 through 6. Really getting some great reviews on screen, and a lot of people are coming out enjoying this on screen. And let me tell you, don't worry if you missed Episodes 1 through 3. If you're loosely familiar with the life and times of Jesus Christ,
you'll figure it out.
You'll be able to jump right in and figure this out. So,
there's a book you can follow, which will tell you everything. It's the best-selling book in the history of books, the Holy Bible. You can figure it. I saw the, we were there for episodes 1 through 3 of season 4. They do give an intermission between two of the episodes. So you do have time to get out there. They put a clock on the screen, so you do have time to, if you got to use the restrooms or to refill your popcorn or refill a soda, they do give you time to do it. It's not just 3 straight hours like it was with the Martin Scorsese movie. You get a bathroom break here. But it is very good, and the actors are just great in this film. And, you know, it's based upon the Bible. And you can follow along with it, and it's very good. The actors are great in this film, too. It's all filmed in Texas, by the way, right outside San Antonio, I guess, or Austin. So, yeah, it feels like you're in the Holy Land, but you're really not. You're in Texas. So it just feels different. And by the way, at the beginning, they do a behind the scenes. So you get to see all the sets. They take you through with a drone, through the costuming department, through these sets, and it's interesting how they do that, how they built this whole thing in Texas to make this series. But anyway, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, so it's great to see this on screen. It's going to play all month. We'll have 7 and 8 in a couple weeks, episodes 7 and 8. But go see that movie if you're interested in that content, because people are really having a good time together at the theater watching it. And we have another thing for people to come together. So it's called Peppa's Cinema Party. This is the 20th anniversary celebration of Peppa Pig. That's if you have young children, you'll know Peppa Pig. And this time we get 10 never-before-seen episodes. We get 11 interactive entertainment. sequences so kids and the whole family can enjoy what's going on. They can dance. They can talk in the theater. It's a very acceptable environment for your children to make noise and have fun watching Peppa Pig and for parents to be together while that happens with them. So that's at the theater right now with the Renaissance. So a little bit something for everyone when you look at a Bob Marley documentary. You've got a Marvel film with Vanna Webb. You have The Chosen, which is about the life and times of Jesus Christ, and Peppa Pig Cinema Party for young children. So a little something for everyone this weekend at the movies.
Now, here's something else about The Chosen. Now, they get into the nitty-gritty now of when the Sanhedrin are just about had it with Jesus already. Now, we're in season 4. They're going to season 7, they said, when in the pre-movie thing. So, I don't know how they're going to stretch this out to season 7. Obviously, they are. But they're getting down to the nitty-gritty now, where they want to arrest Jesus. And once they start doing that, I don't know how they're going to stretch it out to 3. Because now we're at the halfway mark, according to season 4. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do to move this along. But I don't know. I'm not the writer, the screenwriter, the producer, the director, anything. So we'll see. Dallas Jenkins is the director of the entire series. He does a great job on this because there are a lot of people. You know how biblical epics of the 50s and 60s had casts of thousands? Well, they got casts of hundreds and hundreds of people here, and they all have to be costumed in order to make this movie. So this is a very expensive process to do, make these biblical epics. But the actors, everything, they're all good. And you say to yourself, and this happens with TV series as well, how do you keep all the same actors? You know, especially when they're real, the character who plays Jesus, he's been a lot of TV shows and movies, but you got to keep him because he's so recognizable in the role, and some of the other people too, some of the disciples. But one they had to replace, and they mentioned that the role of so-and-so will be played by, but he wasn't a main character, so... No, you won't miss him that much. What do you got coming up in the future? What we got here?
You know, we've got a lot coming up in the future. If you watch the big game, we can say if you watched the Super Bowl this past weekend, you saw some trailers coming out, and I think people absolutely loved what they saw. A couple of the highlights for those, I'll tell you the best performing ones. Disney put out a trailer for the upcoming Deadpool movie. It's a rated R Marvel film. They announced the title, Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool, is going to be joined by Hugh Jackman, that plays Wolverine. This is now the most viewed movie trailer online of all time. It got 365 million
yes,
views
I read
in
that,
less
yes.
than 24 hours.
I read that yesterday, yeah.
So that one was probably the best performing in terms of views. The other two I'd highlight that people are going wild for is Wicked. This is Wicked is going to be released in a two-part series over 2 years. The first part is going to be released in late November of this year. Check that one out. Universal Pictures is putting out Wicked. Of course, this is the smash hit on Broadway. This is based on a book. And Wicked is going to be a tremendous yes. force when it comes to the holiday season at the end of this year.
We saw it on stage in Chicago, and the music is just fantastic. And if people don't know, it's basically how the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz became Wicked. And the story is about her, the Wicked Witch, and her... And Glinda, the good witch. So it's a family story. But it's very good. The music is great. I got to mention here real fast, John Krasinski. Now, here's a guy that was on the TV show The Office for 9 seasons. He played Jim Halpern on the TV show The Office. He's got 2 movies coming out. We just saw the trailers in the theater for 2 of them. One is called If... which is kind of a strange movie with live action and animated people in the film. And the other one is A Quiet Place Day One. So this guy has 2 directed movies coming out basically at the same time. That's amazing.
Yeah, it stands for Imagine Friend. A little girl begins to see everyone's imaginary friends. That should be a really awesome movie. If you saw the footage for that one, that was the third one that I was going to tell people is really stirring up basically some great reactions from people, and they really want to go see that one. And A Quiet Place day one. He directed the first Quiet Places. He helped write and produce this one. He is not directing this one.
Okay.
In fact, director Michael Cernowski, who's actually from Milwaukee, is going to be directing A Quiet Place Part 1. Both of those trailers, though, you saw during the Super Bowl. So go figure. You have two trailers during the Super Bowl that have to do with movies that you helped with. John Krasinski. And I don't think we'd ever have expected that while we were watching The Office.
No, he's Jim from The Office, the goofy guy on The Office who married Pam and started the family. Hey, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Always fun talking movies with you, my friend. And we'll do it again next Friday. How's that?
We'll see you then. Thanks so much.
Okay, go to the movies. Go enjoy the movies. Get some popcorn and do what I do. Get some hot dogs and enjoy a good movie at the movie theaters. Up next, we're talking sports. Don't move.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say.
It's 7:51 at WRJN Radio. This year's Wisconsin State Fair is going to be a bit fluffy. Comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hits the main stage on Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. Tickets go on sale Friday, next Friday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. But guess what? WRJN's giving away tickets all next week between 6 and 8 a.m. That would be me. Gabriel Iglesias returns to the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday, August 1st. Save the date, mark your calendars. And remember to tune in to WRJN every day next week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Fluffy. All right. This is great news. All right. We're giving away tickets all next week here in the morning. Let's say hello to Mike Clemens. Are you back home yet from Vegas, or are you still out there gambling your house away?
I got back Wednesday.
And your kids' college tuition money.
Yeah, right. No, I got back Wednesday because the reason is, you know, I'm freelance, so I pay, you know, I'm my own business. I pay with it. Would have cost me $1,000 more if I tried to leave on Monday or Tuesday. As a matter of fact, they were saying it was record traffic at the Harry Reid International Airport there in downtown Las Vegas on Monday and Tuesday. It was crazy. It was like 3-4 hours to get through TSA and all that. And I'm glad I waited until Wednesday. So guess what I did? I had, you know, covered the game, did it all night or Sunday night into Monday, you know, fed reports to all of our stations in the company, et cetera. Tuesday night, the night before I got back on the plane, I had some time off. And so I put a little thing on Facebook saying, hey, I'm in Vegas. I haven't been out here in a while. Maybe there's something unique that you would do. What would you do?
Okay, let me
out of town and go to the Red Rocks. Like, okay, that's good. And then there's an art museum. It's kind of an immersive thing, like that Van Gogh show that was out a couple of years ago. It's called Meow Wolf, and it's just like crazy animated modern art. It's hard to describe, but I looked up that on the website. It looked really cool, and I thought, you know, that's probably something I want to see with family. And then I got a tip, and so I went to the Tropicana, and I went to the Laugh Factory, and I saw Rich Little.
The real Rich Little or an impersonator?
Yeah.
Rich Little? Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
The real Rich Little, who comes on stage at 6:30 and does like an hour and a half show, and he's got all these video clips. Did you know that, you know, so he grows up in Canada, but gets into show business. He gets discovered by a producer who's on CBS, and his first thing in America was on the Judy Garland show. She had a variety show.
Yeah.
In 64, the same year as the Beatles, on CBS. And that's how CBS sort of discovered him, and then they put him on the Sullivan Show regularly, and then the Tonight Show, and he had all these great stories about Johnny Carson and, you know, working with Dean Martin and all those guys. Don Rickles did all of his impressions, talked about, and they would play clips of him working with some of those people. It was great showbiz stuff, and I wish I could say, hey, go out and see that show, except at the end of this month, they'll be closing the Laugh Factory because they're tearing down the Tropicana, built in 1957, one of the early resorts out there, casinos, to make way for the new Oakland A's baseball stadium in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Vegas is always being torn apart and rebuilt. I mean, it's constantly being done. You know, here's something we did when we went out to Vegas once. We were trying to kill a day, an afternoon. I went out there for a wedding. And we had to kill the afternoon. Went to the Liberace Museum. It was actually in a shopping center. I don't know if it's there anymore. It's huge. And you get to try on these giant coats that Liberace wore. And they're very heavy. But, you know, I said, who wants to see a Liberace Museum? And it was fabulous. I had a great day out there.
He was from West Dallas, right?
Right, West Dallas, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that Wisconsin connection. So what other thing I did on the same night? Is then after that, got in the car, and 10 minutes away, I went to someplace called the Neon Boneyard.
Yes, yes.
So there's the sign for a club that he used to play regularly at, it's his autograph in neon. And so, like, the Stardust, you know, former resort, that sign is there, the, you know, Golden Nugget Casino signs, all these famous neon signs.
I know.
They're now in a museum north of town. Pretty cool.
And I saw your pictures of it, but I wasn't there, but I've seen a documentary on it, how this guy collected all these old signs from old Vegas. You can go on a website about old Vegas, and they'll show you all this stuff. But Vegas always reinventing itself. It's constantly being torn down. If you see the movie Casino, the Martin Scorsese film, they show all these buildings coming down and new ones coming up. But you had a good time at the Super Bowl, huh? Now, I can ask you something about the halftime show, because we never see them setting it up. Do you actually see them set up the ice rinks, the stage, and everything? You watch that setup?
I can't. I mean, you know, I'm up in the stands, yeah. Right? But I've seen pictures, or sometimes I've been allowed. There's much tighter with security, and of course after that knucklehead streaker got on the field again, that's going to make my life more difficult.
Knucklehead,
because of what they do with the, you know, with the. But it is amazing on all of the stuff that they have to haul out. The rehearsals, they'll do that for like 6 weeks. They bring in a lot of volunteers, usually from the community. To sign up like a year in advance and then go through all kinds of training, like a, you know, because it's a fire drill. But people really like that one against Usher. I saw some of it. Also, though, I'm covering a football game, and so I'm usually taking a break, getting something to eat, pulling some stats, and getting ready for the next set of plays in the second half.
So real quickly here, I've got 1 minute left. Spring training. Whoever thunk it? I mean, it's 25 degrees outside, and we're talking about spring training. The Brewers in spring training now.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. There's a kid that they had out there yesterday. There's a lot of new faces, and they got a new manager, you know, Pat Murphy, the guy who'd been the bench coach. He's taking over. But there's one guy that they've got. His name is Mizorowski. He's from Missouri. This kid throws a fastball at 103 miles an hour, the Miz. And as a matter of fact, he played for the Timber Rattlers last summer, and now they brought him up to the majors to see. And I think he's 22 years old, but that would be cool. They've got a fastball pitcher named The Miz.
My uncle, Mikey, my father's brother, tried out for the Washington Senators baseball team years and years and years ago. And he wanted to be a baseball player, so he had the tryout, and he wasn't paying attention to something, and he got hit on the head with a baseball on the field, and he said, forget it, I'm out. and he became a lawyer instead. Anyway, Mike Clements.
Did he sue them?
No, he just, they were, you know, it was during, you know, they were doing practicing, and somebody threw a ball. It was a little wild, and he got hit in the head with it, and he said, I'm not going to do this career. I'll be a lawyer instead and sue these people. Mike Clements, thanks a lot. Here every Friday to talk sports, and we just wrapped up his Super Bowl trip, and I'm glad you had a good time out there. All right, Mike, talk to you next Friday once again.
Thanks, Don. Have a good weekend.
You too. Mike Clements, watching Sports Wars here. It's 7:58 at WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you once again Monday morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.